Well, my name's Anne Poole, and my date of birth is the 5th of the 3rd, 1939. And I was actually born in Wimslow in Cheshire, but I was brought over to the Isle of Man when I was 8. And I've lived in Jack's Lane ever since, practically, except for 10 years when I was away. So that's why I was away in the 60s.
I see.
Otherwise, I probably would have known more of these people.
And who were your, what was your maiden name?
James, my mother's
James.
name's James.
And so you knew Catherine Farragher
The mother, and yes, and I she used to take me along sometimes to, like, this, that picture you had of them in the garden. That picture there was taken in Mrs. Elvey's garden, and I was only young then. It was before I went to the grammar school.
All right, so you can put a date on that almost. So what date? What sort of date for that one? Would we say?
Would we say? Well, it would be early 50s. 50, 51, something like that. Very early 50s. And she used to have a garden party in a garden. That's definitely Mrs. Elvey's garden.
That's amazing recognition from what looks like a bush to recognise that as her garden.
I just happen to remember it. But I mean, when you're young like that, sometimes you take it in more, don't you? I mean, and as I say, I went away when I was, what was I, 19. Stayed away for 10 years, you see, so it's you skip a lot, you miss a lot of these people then, and that was right bang in the middle where I was away.
So what dates were you away?
I say, well, I went away when I was 19, so that would be 50 something, wouldn't it? 50,
58.
58, yes. And I came back at the very end of 1967, so it was just going, it was November, so we're just going into 68. I know that because my last child was born in 68. So that's why I'm not so hot on those.
In a way, it's quite good because I guess it must solidify your memories from before that time. And for those who you knew before that, there wasn't that slur into knowing them later on, as it were. And so, were you a member of the WI only after you came back?
Yes, and I wasn't a member till my daughter went to the grammar school, the youngest. So she was born in 68, so it had to be late 70s, didn't
Oh, I see. So, in effect, you didn't go to the WI in Macclesfield after 58.
No, not until.
Not
No.
until late 70s, after Kathleen Faraday's
Yes, because I
period.
used to go with my mother on various things. If she was going to the WI, I'd go with her sometimes, you see. So that's why. But I was mainly younger when I went, like, one that age. When I was about 12, you know.
All right, and you were allowed in.
Oh, yes, I was just went with her.
As long as you had to sit quietly down the back, sort of thing.
It's usually during this, probably during the school holidays, I don't know, but she used to. Or possibly it was just for special occasions like garden parties and things like that, and outings. You see, we all loved our outings because there was no not much petrol. Nobody had cars much, did they? So you went on your outings, like these outings here, wherever they were going. You know, you went on all these outings because Sunday school always had a good outing, you know. And that's why you remember the Sunday school, because you went on an outing.
And it makes sense because, of course, if when having done a bit of work on Kathleen Farragher now, her sphere of the only places she ever crops up are between, certainly Ramsay Macleod, and she got as far as Laxey and maybe as far as Bride. About it.
Yeah, because you had to rely on the bus. And in fact, you see, as you're saying here, they had to rely on a bus, and we had a bus bringing people up from Ramsey to church every Sunday.
Was Kathleen one of those? Kathleen Farragher.
No, I never remember going. actually to Mackle. She would go to the Doon because that was nearest for her, wasn't it?
Hmm. In, I think in the 50s, I think she was living here in Ramsey.
Oh, was she not up there yet?
No.
Oh.
That was only in the...
She, Marinda's cottage she used to live in, didn't she?
Yeah, I believe she moved there just about by the time you came back in 67.
Right.
So I think she moved in there.
Mm. So that's why I'd remember up there, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So she could have come before then, couldn't she? If I was away for 10 years, she could have been coming to Mackle Church if before. Because, mm. I mean, there's a memorial, you know, a small tablet to her, isn't there, up at Mackle? You know, just yes. As Kathleen Farragher, 1970-something, 74?
74. Yeah. And just so what did he do at meetings, for those who don't know the WI? What?
They always had the agricultural show, and the agricultural show in Mackle, well, they had a lot of skilled people, and it was they used to get lots of prizes and things. Yes, and it was that was quite hard work. They'd have plays, they'd have mannequin parades, showing off clothes. We'd have various people coming to, always had a speaker doing all sorts of things. You know, it could be anything from decorating cakes to... I'm just trying to think of some others. I mean, you had... I mean, Constance Kerfey used to do talks as well. You know, Constance.
That was to be Constance Radcliffe.
Yeah. Constance Curfew, Anna. Things like that. I'm just trying to wrap my brains about that.
And so what, maybe it would come out in the question of what the structure of the meeting would be. Would it be a talker?
It would be a meeting. To start with, you'd have the minutes and any news that was going on from national headquarters and things like that. I ought to remember all this. I was a president. and then you'd have the speaker, you'd have a competition, and also birthday poses. And everybody who'd had a birthday that month or would have a posy given to them and sung happy birthday to them.
That's very lovely.
Mm. And, but of course, we started off all the meetings with Kathleen Farragher's song.
That's really quite amazing, the idea of singing her song in the meeting. So it must be quite special to be.
And and you know that hymn that thing that was sang to Jerusalem. It was in a beautiful illustrated copy, and it was very carefully wrapped up and left with the archive people.
Oh really?
You see, if I'd only got a small house, but if I'd had a bigger house, I'd have probably kept more of the stuff. But, you know, you don't do if you've got a small house. But it was beautifully illustrated.
And that was...
It was printed out and it had patterns on it.
And was that... So was that the Jerusalem?
The one we sang to Jerusalem. The one that she did the words of.
Oh, right. I imagine you remember the words. You've seen it recently.
I have seen it recently, yeah.
Good, yes. And they feel very traditional.
Yeah.
It must have struck a chord with the WI in Mackland in those days.
Yes, it must have done, yes. It's and we sang them right to the end. I mean, we did it... where is it? Is it here? No, it's not. But... I always used to think it was a lovely thing to do. And it was always so special, you know, for us to do our own thing. And we always had a pianist to do it. She's got her picture on it, hasn't she? It's, yeah. It's only small, this, but surprising, isn't it? Yeah. Because I was quite pleased that you got this, because that was always the main thing. The Home and Country is the name of the magazine, by the way. It's always called the Home and Country magazine. It's been revamped.
It's a WI magazine.
Yeah. It's been revamped now. So I don't know. But that's what it was called in those days, Home and Country. That's what the magazine was. So she brought that word in, you see.
I think it says an awful lot about the aspirations of the WI, doesn't it?
Well, as I say, to strive, to learn, to teach, to lead, to open up fresh fields of thought, broaden on the narrow way, to give and find true fellowship, enriching life from day to day.
Certainly not an organisation to be patronised with.
No.
Cake and chat and club or anything.
That's like that, right. Yeah. No, they, as I say, very forward thinking. They are. They do put stuff before the government, and it nearly always becomes law. Because they're very quite powerful.
And it is a definite and voice of half the nation. Almost, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's definitely grown. I was given a magazine not so long ago, and it was saying, and in the paper it was saying that how much it had grown, and people were joining week by week, and it was quite a vast number of people that were joining each week. I was amazed.
So were they still singing Kathleen's? I'm interested to know when it would have petered out.
It never petered out. We sang it right to the end.
In 2000?
Yep.
Wow. I did not know that. And it was only the Mackled WI that were singing it.
It was the only Mackled WI that sang it.
I saw in the paper that it was through a competition, and other people wrote words to the tune.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
She was the winner. You wonder if it was just a Mackled initiative to write their own version of the song.
Well, probably, because you see, you've got people like Nancy Gaffigan and things like that, and she was a writer. And she, and she put on plays and that, Nancy Gaffigan. So, it was a treat when we'd have an afternoon of Kathleen doing, I can remember them saying what a treat it was for her to do a little rhymes and readings and stories. They thought they were great. I can remember my mother saying that. And I've seen her a few times, but it was a regular thing there, you know, she'd stand up and do a little.
So tell me about that. How did that fit into the, I've read about the social half hour.
Yes, that would be part of it, yes. And social half hour would be when you'd have your cup of tea and chat to other people and that, and some things like that. But they always had it was always, in those days, funny enough, as it got on, I think the meeting got shorter, because they always were picked up in the bus, and it was probably at 2 o'clock. And I can remember coming back from school and my mother not being home till about five. So it was a big, long meeting. Because that was, they all had chats. And that's what you did in those days. You find that people get in a car now and they don't chat at all. I mean, you used to know all your neighbours. I don't, ours have changed recently. We've had three different new neighbours. Don't know any of them. Say hello, but you don't know any of them, not really, because you used to go to the tram stop and chat, you see, and they'd be WI members and they'd chat up there and things like that. It was a very got people, broke the ice and got people meeting each other. It was very good for Mackle and the whole island when they did the WI, when you think about it. You're making me think you are.
That's a good thing, I think.
It would be done up in sections, you see. The whole meeting would be done up in sections. There would be the Jerusalem, as I say, but the Mackled one. And then they'd have the minutes and they'd have a meeting. And that meeting could go on for half an hour or more. And then there'd be discussions about various things and what they should be doing. And then there'd be the social half hour. There'd be a talk in whichever order, you know, there'd be in some orders, and the birthday poses. And they nearly always had a stall as well. So, you know, it was quite involved.
And so the social half hour, was that...
That would be the...
Was that someone on stage for 30 minutes? Or was that a chat?
That was a chat.
Okay.
Mm.
And maybe as a part of that, someone might be on stage.
Yes, it could be, yeah. But that would be sort of lengthened out into a talk, perhaps, or something. But they'd have probably... Say, because it was such a long meeting that they had, as I say, when I think about it, it was longer than what we had later on. Ours would be about an hour and a half tops because people would be rushing off.
Mm.
But these would be, you know, a good couple, 2.5 hours even. They made the most of it. And they all looked forward to it. And, of course, there'd be knitting and things like that and flat learn, you know, all sorts of things.
It was monthly, of course, wasn't it?
It was monthly.
You're going to have a get together once a month. It's
yeah,
make the most of it.
Yeah, you? That's right.
So I'm most intrigued by these performances. Do you remember other sorts of performances which were going on, plays or readings?
They
or?
Did do plays. They all often did plays. Yeah, got dressed up and that. And... Yes, they did short plays and long plays. That sort of thing sort of died out a bit, hasn't it? But they used to do that sort of thing. And you see, not only did Catherine Farrow, but Nancy Gaffigan would be writing for bits of plays and that, and they'd probably perform them.
Mm.
So you see, there was a lot of members, so they had a lot of different things they could do. They all usually had a good cook, you know, and things, and very artistic, a lot of them.
And so, what do you remember Kathleen's performances?
Only some, vaguely, yes. And she used to stand up on the stage and, you know, you'd be... She was very good, you know, she'd get you thinking, and, you know, when she sort of did it. Yes, I can hear her, but... I used to love her. I've got a couple of her books because I can hear her. She's one of these people you can hear. You know, when some people you can, can't you? That bloke that used to do Letter from America, you could always hear him when if you were reading anything that he'd in a newspaper that he'd written, you could hear his voice. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I do remember vaguely some of her performances, but... As I say, they made you think. And I was always pleased to have known her, even for such a short time.
And her performances, were they very kind of informal? It would be, you'd be in the meetings.
Oh, be informal. Well, it was informal. It'd be on the stage, but informally, really, yes.
It wasn't as if there was a curtain.
No, nothing like that, no. She'd just do her little sketches and things like that, yeah.
And do you remember how did your mother react to it? You mentioned that she...
Oh, she's a very good member, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, she thought she was wonderful. Yeah, she thought she was wonderful.
Because it's that sort of thing which we don't have now, because reading a poetry is quite clear how good a poetry
yes,
is.
Yeah.
And the characters are so
yes,
strong.
Can, yes, they are.
And it must have been amazing for these people of the time to
That's right,
themselves.
To listen, yeah.
But of course, we don't have that record of how people felt about it.
No, of course not. No, but I mean, she was so popular, so it must have been, you know, she was very popular. So they must have always been wanting her to do something. Yeah. And she didn't mind, as far as I can gather.
Looking at the dates, she began writing poetry in about 1949, or first published poem, was just before she came back to the Isle of Man. And it took another, which of course was shortly before she joined the MacWI in January 15.
Yeah.
And then it was then about another year until the first dialect poems
came out. Mm-hmm.
And so it seems possible or reasonable to believe that she was doing the dialect stuff to entertain on the WI stage.
Yes, I would think so, yes. Because then, you, looking back, there was a lot of dialect. If you went to these evenings out anywhere in the country, you know, if you managed to get out for an evening, if there was a bus on, you'd usually have something like a dialect of some sort. And they used it, yeah, it was definitely very Manx, really. Yeah. Mm.
It's quite nice to think of Kathleen almost stumbling into
this
because of the WI events.
Mm. I would think so, yes, because they'd find out what, how, because didn't you have stuff printed in the Courier? So I suppose they thought, oh, you know, and they tapped onto everybody that could do something, of course, you know.
Yeah. Dialect, as I understand it, well, we look around it today, and there aren't many strong dialect terms which could be used.
No.
In Parliament Street here.
No.
it would, yeah, you'd have to find the right person
to talk to, yeah.
And I imagine it was almost the same back then.
I would think so, yeah.
And it,
because there wasn't so, mind you, there wasn't so many English people over here then. And her roots were in the Isle of Man, weren't they? Because she must have been brought up here, wasn't she? I mean, there wasn't many people on the island. So it was mainly Manx. I mean, we were a rare commodity, you know. There was just there was a few at the Doon, because I went to the Doon school. There was a few of us, about three, I think, from England.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose that was quite a number in a small school, when you think about it, wasn't it? I never thought about it before, but...
But I guess the WI could have been quite a Manx alcove or a Manx.
Yes, I was thinking you've got the you would have, but there'd be always had the ladies from the lighthouse, and they were always very Scottish. But then they would have dialect too, wouldn't they?
What Kathleen Farragut is remembered for today, of course, is her poems.
Mm.
But she did a lot of plays.
Yes.
Do you remember any of those?
Well, I do remember she did have play. They did put on her plays, definitely. They did. Yeah. Because, as I say, they had quite a lot of people there, and they were very skilled in their, you know, in the various. I mean, like Nancy Gaffigan, and there was Peggy Ward, and I mean, she used to teach people. I don't know, was it sewing or something like that? And things like that. So she came from across. So there was a lot of skill, is what I'm trying to say. There was a lot of skill, and there was a lot of people that didn't mind getting up and doing the performance. Because she had such a big... because it was a big WI then.
It's very impressive.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to get up on stage.
No, but they did.
Yeah. Maybe it's such a close-knit community.
Well, thinking of it, it was a close-knit because there wasn't many. But then you had these people like Peggy and Nancy and that all coming over here, and even thinking about Mona Buckley, she was Manx born, but she came back from abroad, you see, so they'd all been away and they'd come back, like Kathleen herself.
Mm.
And they came back at the right time, so they all were wanting to do something like that, if you see what I mean. They were, and it's a pity they've all gone. Because those were the days when you'd have home entertainment, wasn't it? It was not like the television and that. It was home entertainment.
A lot of the plays which I've read of Kathleen Farragut's, which I know are WI ones,
yeah,
they were fun dialect things.
Yeah, oh, yes, it would be.
It wouldn't be the sort of environment to put on a serious play, I imagine.
No, I wouldn't think so. Now, I can vaguely remember seeing one or two, but just vaguely, just in the background. But I definitely did. I know they did the plays, and I know it was they were very good. Because, as I say, there was a lot of talent there for the asking sort of thing.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
And so a lot of her performances I've read about were with Constance Radcliffe.
Oh, yes, it would be, yes, because she was just as good.
And Constance, of course, is... Catherine Farragher wanted to be a school teacher. And, of course, Constance was a school teacher.
She taught Latin at Buchan.
And she was, as I understand it, rather a sharp cookie.
Very.
And, of course, the... Mackle historian, Mackle Ramsay.
Yes, oh yes, her books. We've got two of her books, yes.
And I wonder if there was a special friendship between them because of their like interest. Their
oh, I interest. Would think so, yes, because, yes, I would think so, yes. Mm-hmm. Because Constance was very keen on her history, isn't that? Because, I mean, she was the secretary when I was president. Of the, and then her husband died, so that was when I can't. I'll have to have a look at when he died, and then I'd know when he was president. Oh dear.
There were a few poems of Catherine's about the WI. Do you know the poems? Do you know if she ever wrote poems about real people?
Oh yes, she wrote poems about real people. Oh, you can always hear that in her. Yes, you can sort of. Yes, you can hear it. Yes.
I imagine, therefore, that the only way to possibly do it is to hide it a lot, or to have fun with it and to kind of name people in the audience. Yeah.
Well, they do that in those things in the Young Farmers people at the Gaiety. They always poke fun at all the members. You've got to have your dig at the government, the MHKs and that, haven't you?
Yeah. but you don't know any particular...
No, I'm sorry, I don't know, no. That's it's fine. Just that, you know, I knew that she did it and she was very clever at it and I always admired the WI song.
Mm. And she was a press officer. From 1950, for the WI, the WI apparently.
Yes, she would be. They always had a press officer and one that kept up all the books, you know, the photos and all that. They always had somebody doing that.
Would that be the same? Would they were separate roles?
I think there might have been two of them doing it, but I don't know. I've no idea.
And the press officer.
Oh, there was always a write-up about the Mackle WI. Everybody's write-up was in the Courier, all over the island. Oh, yes, what Mackle WI had done, or Bride WI had done.
And so that would be Kathleen's uncredited hand, of course.
Yes. Mm. So it'd be worth looking at those, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I kind of shake my fist at her through history because a lot of the references to her plays and her... poems and whatnot, of course, unnamed. It just will say Social Half Hour, a play by Catherine Farragher performed. And I, of course, what I want is for it to be named.
Yes.
To say who's in it. But that's
no, exactly I'm sorry, that would be. Well, I suppose, you see, they hadn't got the printers and things like that. You know, it wasn't an easy matter. It all cost money, didn't it?
And so do you actually remember what was Catherine like, if that's not too open a question?
Oh, she was fine. She was... I always thought there was a lot going on behind her glasses. She used to look at you, and I used to think, I wonder what she's thinking, you know. And because she knew she wrote stuff. So it was a bit like that with Constance as well, because she didn't quite know, you know, what they were thinking or... Or did they let everything out, you know? Nancy Gaffigan was a bit similar too. They're all sort of similar people, really.
Yeah. Mm. There's no sort of competition between
them? No. No, they were. It was just getting together. Fellowship, it was. Fellowship.
It sounds almost like you were intimidated by them.
Well, I was only young. Yeah. Yeah, because she had sort of, well, I would call them a bit steely-eyed, really. She took a lot in, but you couldn't, you know, she'd never let anything out, you know. Like a lot of people, they want to know all your business, but they're not prepared to tell you anything.
Which makes it difficult now, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, I've got a friend, she always wants to know what I'm doing and what's going on when we meet, but get anything out of her. Typical Manx. Typical Manx. Terrible. And she was like that, and so was Constance. Yes, they wanted to know everything, but they weren't prepared to quite give out everything.
and so was Kathleen jolly? Because this picture shows a lot of jolly, smiling people.
Oh, yes, it does.
Whereas Kathleen's smile looks...
a bit forced.
Yeah, looks like she's giving you as much as
she's
willing
going
to
give you.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right there. You put it on the nose.
Okay. Which is very funny because her poems are riotous.
Aren't they? Aren't they just? Yeah.
And yet I guess that's the way, isn't it?
Yeah, know? Well, yes. I mean, a lot of people take everything in. I don't know other writers, but only Nancy Gaffigan, and she was the same. They take everything in, don't they? And then they put it on paper. They don't tell you what they're thinking, but they put it on the paper.
You read it in the Courier the next week.
So yes, that's right. Exactly.
Do you remember her stories in the Courier towards the end?
No, I don't.
It's very odd that no one remembers these stories. Because she wrote about 100, well, over 100 stories.
Did she?
Published over about 5 years until her death in 74. But everyone just leaps over them to the poems. And the stories are fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
But, never mind. GM,
did she ever print? She didn't print any of them.
She was working on a book, her obituary says. I assume it was the stories, because she effectively stopped writing poems towards the end, and just did a weekly story in the Courier for 4 or 5 years.
Because she wasn't too well. I don't know why she wasn't too well, but I do know that my mother said, oh, they were worried about Kathleen because she wasn't so well. But she was only 70, wasn't she? Was she 70?
She died aged 69.
69. So it wasn't old.
No.
It could have been then, I suppose. But you see, we've all living a bit longer now, aren't we?
Yeah. I'd be nervous to call anyone old, age 69 now.
Yes, I would.
I've been through the WI Minutes.
Yes.
And if I haven't missed it in the occasional terrible handwriting and what's written down. She seems to not have been written about. She ceases to appear in the minutes.
Oh, right.
In the early 70s. And then she is unmentioned at her death. And I would have thought that she would have been...
That was the one bigger disagreement I had with the WI. Because if you missed paying a subscription, they forgot about you. Now, I'm a member of the Mothers Union, and we don't forget our members. We make them into window members, and so we visit them. But they wouldn't do that. I can remember being quite cross about it. And they just forgot you. Which I thought was terrible.
And so even though, of course, everyone in the room would have known this lady who would have been there a year or 2 years before.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't a WI member when she passed away.
They wouldn't have even stood in silence for her.
Well, that makes sense. That explains the minutes. At least that isn't she fell out.
No, she didn't fall out. That would be because she hadn't paid a subscription.
And that would have been because she was...
ill.
Ill. on the way out, as it were.
So I thought, I used to think that was terrible. Well, there you go.
Well, that's about it for my questions.
Well, I hope I've been of some help.
No, you really have. And it's, as we kind of discussed about the it being very important in her writing, W.I., it's a very important... If you were to look at why she wrote, the reason seems to be for the Courier and for the W.I. And so there the two, if you're telling her story as a writer, you've got to represent those two poles. That's very nice to speak to you as a W.I. lady. So thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.